Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, it is heating up everywhere. Yes, indeed. PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, and she has decided to go back to sleep for the time being. Yes, in other words...
Conference recording started.
Pele is going to take a little breather. We're going to inhale some of the stuff that she's pushed out, which would be all the Vogue, but it seems less intense today. Maybe it's moving along because the winds are out of the north, and that's about 3 to 7 miles per hour. The high today is expected to be about 85 degrees, feeling much like summer already. Well, it's spring. And then we've got sunny days ahead of us. The high today, 85. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy. Low, about 72. Yes. And the east, northeasterly winds, 5 to 7 miles per hour. If you're going to play a round of golf tomorrow, partly sunny, high about 84. Southerly winds are with us, 5 to 7 miles per hour, becoming calm in the afternoon, which means, of course, no wind. Sunday night, cloudy, low about 73. Again, that calm wind will become south-southeasterlies, about 6 miles per hour, but after midnight. All right, rain's coming at some point, some precipitation. If you're going to go out and play a round of golf with the wind light, might be easier, right? Okay, Volcano Golf Club has 8:30. 9:24, 10:48, and Pele's ladies are playing today. Early birds are out on the course at Macaulay, 8:40 and 9:18 and 10:36. The Denims are going out at Poipu, 9 o'clock, 10:50 and 11:10. Kauai Lagoon, 8:48, 10:06. Kapolei, we don't have theirs. They're online. So if you want to find out if Kapolei has a tee time, check it out. Pearl Country Club, 8:30, 9:10, 10:18. Silly Willy's Gang, they're on the course. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? Hawaii Kai, 8:52, 10:16, 11:28. Turtle Bay, 8:30, 9:30, 10:50. Eva Beach Golf Course, 8:52, 9:20, 10:40. Bayview, 8:32, 10 o'clock, 11:18. And they aerated the Gold Course at Wailea, so it's wide open. Take your pick. Emerald Course, 9 o'clock, 12:30. The Blue Course, 8:50, 9:06, 10 o'clock. And Maui Nui, where the Lost Boys are still lost, and they're back on the course hunting for themselves and their balls. Maui Nui, 9:16, 10:08, 11:52. Car Guys are out at Kapalua, 9:08, 10:20, and noon is open for you. And may you, the Pele's Ladies, the Early Birds, Denims, Silly Willy's Gang, Wind Warriors, Mad Women, Lost Boys, and Car Guys. And by the way, those are not mad like in Angry. They're Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. They're all out, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Oliver Olequiano, Mark Rolfing, Wes Wailahua, and Bill Bales with Karen Palacios Jansen will be in the clubhouse. Oliver, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
Oliver Olequiano, president and CEO, Island Pacific Golf Academy, U.S. Kids Certified Top 50 U.S. Kids Golf Instructor, coach for Kamehameha School's golf team, the Kapalama Campus, Titleist Performance Institute Certified PGA Game Changer Award recipient, and the Aloha Section PGA Player Development Award recipient. Oliver, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
It's always a pleasure to have you. You've been a an avid golfer your whole life. Tell me, first of all, how did you get into the game?
It's a long story, but I'll try to shorten it a little bit. So I lived in Japan, and in Japan we live on a base called Atsugi. And my friends and I figured, man, let's do something fun. And we got into golf by just going to the range at first. And my mom would give me a couple dollars every day to go hit the ball at the range during summer. And one thing turned into another, and I entered my first tournament over there in Atsugi and ended up winning it. And
wow.
Had fun doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll get you hooked.
Yeah.
I was reading about you in a column that talked about Oliver Oliquiano and how you said that as an avid golfer your entire life, that it contributed a lot of both to your success personally and professionally. And so the question I wanted to ask you, how can you tell us just how golf contributed to your success personally and professionally? Was it confidence? Was it respect for others? Tell us a little bit.
A little bit of everything. I've had some of the best experiences on the golf course with people and learning to get to know them in a span of 4 to 4.5 hours. You get to know their character. And some of the best transactions I've had are on the golf course. So in a previous life, I was in the mortgage industry. And there was one time I remember an executive director flew in from California, was trying to hire me for a company. And we were on Maunalei Golf Course. And I hit a shot over the water. I can't remember. I think it's hole 14 or 15. I landed short and I chipped it within 3 feet. And the executive director was really impressed with my performance and in business. And he said, hey, tell you what, Oliver, you make that 3-foot putt, the job is yours.
Wow.
So I made the putt and the rest was history. So I always thought that was a cool story.
That is a cool story. That is, you know, those are the kind of relationships you foster when you're on the golf course. People get to know you as you play and see what kind of person you are on a lot of different levels. And as that respect grows, then things like that can happen, or you develop fabulous friendships, or, you know, your friends on the golf course and not necessarily getting together off the course. But when you do get together, you have a whole lot of fun. It's like, you know, hey, you know, we haven't been together for a while. It's a lot of fun. And so something else, you know, with you being the 2020 U.S. Kids Golf Top 50 Master Kids Golf Coach, you also mentioned in this story that I was reading about you, there are many valuable lessons to be taught through this game. Some of those lessons include integrity, respect, hard work, and, you know, kids. You're teaching children. Tell us about how you see a child grow.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, kids are great minds to mold. And when I take them on the golf course, for example, I tell them, there's no one else responsible for that ball being hit but you. So in life, a lot of times we hit balls ourselves in the bunker, right? And there's no one else that can get out of that bunker but us, ourselves. So I tell them, you know, when you hit your ball in the bunker, don't cry about it. Get out, right? Just like in life. We hit bunkers all the time, realistically in life. And I've hit tons of bunkers in life. Uh-huh. And so I make my way out of them and learn from the bunker mistakes that I've made, and it's made me a better person. And just like I tell kids, you're going to be a better person by having perseverance, trying hard, and not giving up.
Not giving up. That's so key to the whole thing. You know, don't walk away. Just figure out a way to get through it, and you'll get better on a lot of different levels in the process. So now, as a head coach for Kamehameha Schools Kapalama Campus, the golf team there, the local tour director for the U.S. Kids Golf Tour here in Hawaii. You're the certified interscholastic coach. What is a certified interscholastic coach?
Oh, it's just a fancy title of coach. I mean, we go through different programs certifications when you're a coach. Uh-huh. And through the NFHS, the National Federation of High School Coaching, you can get certified. So you take it to the next level, not just, not just taking the basic classes online, but I went above and beyond and took the certification. So it just kind of adds more credibility to what I'm doing at the high school level.
Right on. Well, you captained one of the largest PGA Tour Junior League teams. That's incredible. You know, I bet kids love you.
Oh, that's the, honestly, I think that's the funnest program for kids to get into when they're first starting, because they get on the field, they get on the course, and the kids are teamed up and they play a scramble format. So for most part, I remember when I first started playing golf and my mom would just drop me off to go play a tournament, it was a little apprehensive. I was definitely scared, right? There was no one there to support me. But with the PGA Junior League, it's great because then you're playing with a teammate, number one. So even if you screw up your shot, a teammate can back you up. And two, because we make this family friendly, your parents are there to watch you, right? They're here to support you and cheer you on when you do make a great shot, you know? And if you don't, then they're there to tell you that, hey, that's okay. You got a partner.
Yeah, it's cool that golf has made the sport for children, first of all, growing the game, and that it's almost like a soccer team. You go out, the parents are there, they may be picnicking while they're watching the teams play. So yeah, it's wonderful. And that's, I also couldn't help but wonder, you're a writer, and I didn't know that about you. You write for Lokahi Magazine, Titleist Performance Institute, TrackMan. What do you write about usually?
Usually it's about my life experiences and, talking about how golf has evolved, the direction in which golf is heading as far as... By way of youth. So, I talk a little bit about, where we stand as far as the PGA Junior League and U.S. Kids Golf and just golf in general. I love talking about anything that promotes the youth, the growth of the game through our youth.
Wow. Okay. And so that, let's go back to PGA Junior League. You've got two programs underway, and they both end at the end of June, or on June 1st, I think it is.
Yeah, I have the PGA Junior League going on right now at Hawaii Prince Golf Club, where we've got the 13 and under division and the 17 and under division. In fact, the first match starts today, so it'll be fun to watch them play, teeing off at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
If someone listening didn't know about this, hasn't ever heard of this, and isn't interested in getting their kids involved, will you have something later in the summer after June?
Yeah, we'll usually have two seasons. We have the summer season, and we also have the fall season. So we alternate, and some of the same kids play the same leagues throughout the year. They just have fun, and it's a great way for the kids to get to know each other and make new friends.
Do you find that the shy kids kind of come out, and get a little bit more, just are not so shy anymore?
I would say in my years of doing PGA Junior League, I noticed certain kids gravitate towards each other. Like the shy kids gravitate towards shy kids. And the not so shy kids gravitate to the, of course, the boisterous kids.
But it's
neat because they make friends.
Yeah.
Because even though they're shy, they're opening up to other people and getting to know someone.
Yeah.
And what I hear is that even after the match has ended, the kids that gravitate towards each other go out and have play dates and just get to know each other. And then next thing you know, the families are connected somehow,
Yeah.
So
that's nice.
It's a great way to create bonds.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, so now we've covered kids. Now let's talk about us old people. you also teach, of course, grown-ups. And I love all the different things that you do. Like, talking about getting started, learning the basics, and most importantly, avoiding embarrassment on the first tee. And getting comfortable for business golf. Tell us about this.
Well, I don't know. Getting comfortable on the first tee is never an easy thing, I tell you. The nerves are always there. Whether you're playing in a tournament or sometimes just playing with your friends, it's always nerve-wracking to hit that first shot because you don't know where it's going to go. But I do tell a lot of my students, if you want to be less nervous on the first tee, make that first shot on the first tee the last shot on the driving range before you go out.
Oh.
So when you're at the right range, practice that drive you're going to hit, visualize it, and then when you get to the first tee box, all you're going to do is copy the last shot you hit on the range, and then it makes it easier for you not to worry about it.
Nice. That's a really good idea. I've never heard that before. So do you teach group lessons, individuals? Do you do it all?
I do it all. I do obviously do individual lessons, but I like we do a lot of family lessons.
Oh.
Where we teach mom, dad, and then son and daughter and the kids. And that's always a great way for the families to learn because they're helping each other throughout the process and the development of their game. You know, they're always referring to, hey, this is what coach told us, remember? And,
yeah.
You know, the parents become co-coaches for me while they're learning. We also do group lessons for adults as well. So they can, again, all coming together as friends and learning together is always a wonderful thing. And it's a wonderful, wonderful way to share information.
Yeah, yeah. And what do you mean by get comfortable for business golf?
Oh, boy. Yeah, so so going back to that story about me hitting that drive or hitting that shot onto the par 3 over water at Mahalani, that day, it took a while for me to get comfortable. I'm getting to know someone I don't know don't know at all. He's been a director that came in from California. But in that span of 4 hours, we became good friends. You know, and even after the transaction where he offered me the job and I started working for him, you know, he was there to call me all the time and say, hey, how's your golf game? You know, and we talk about the next time we're going to play golf and this and that. So you make a connection in business that most people don't understand how important it is, like to have that connection. And golf is a wonderful tool for that. So I tell the kids and I tell everyone that if you learn golf, you have another tool for business and utilize it so you can get comfortable on the course.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, too, because you are kind of intimidated. I would be kind of intimidated going to play business golf with people I don't really know. I know as, you know, hello, sir, or nice to see you, ma'am, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you once, you know, a couple of holes are under your belt. Everybody's having something to drink or eat, not necessarily alcohol, but it just becomes so much more relaxed. And after that, you're kind of, everybody lets their guard down and is comfortable in laughing with each other and not being afraid of getting too close. You know, it's wonderful. It's a really, really, really good game to know so that if somebody invites you in a business setting, you can say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm not that great, but I sure do love playing the game. I love being on the golf course. And some of the things that you can learn with Oliver Oliquiano, the president and CEO, Island Pacific Golf Academy, improving your game. Maybe you're playing already, but you'd like to go like break 100 and then break 90 and then break 80 and then add 10 yards, improving your short game, preparing for tournament golf, and for kids, making the high school golf team. Tips for that, earning a college golf scholarship, get swing diagnostic testing. All of these things Oliver Oliquiano can assist you with, and it's you know what else? You, Oliver, are terrific because you have guest PGA professionals, master PGA professionals, guest teachers. Yeah, and
we do. In fact, sorry, I meant to mention that too. We have a lot of. I do a lot of collaborations with other, I would say, mentors in the game. Claude Brousseau is coming this April for an aim-point clinic. I regard Claude as one of the best mentors I've ever had to learn from, and we work really well together. So this coming April we'll have aim-point. We've done it several times in various locations, and every time I always learn something from Claude.
Awesome.
Also in June we're also going to have Sean Lanier come over, and he's doing a short game clinic. So Sean Lanier is a PGA professional out in Oregon, and he makes a stopover every once in a while, and we collaborate and do things together mostly for kids, because he's also a U.S. Kids Golf local tour director.
Right. So. Okay. So what I need you to do, whenever you have these sorts of things going up, could you send me a little heads up so that I could have you on the show to talk about what you're going to do, you know, what Claude Brousseau is going to talk about, and anyone that you're going to have as a guest, not sure. A lecturer, but a teacher. And yeah, because it's really hard for me to keep up with everybody's schedule. And I was afraid that I'd missed Claude coming, but I haven't. So he's going to be at the Island Pacific Golf Academy. Island Pacific Golf Academy, where is that?
It's located at Hawaii Prince Golf Club.
The Hawaii Prince Golf Club. Oliver Olakoyano is president and CEO, Titleist Performance Institute certified PGA Game Changer Award recipient, Aloha Section PGA Player Development Award recipient, and of course, coach for the Kamehameha Schools golf team, Kapalama Campus, U.S. Kids certified top 50 U.S. Kids golf instructor, all at the Island Pacific Golf Academy. Thank you so much for being in the clubhouse this morning. So early.
Thank you, Danielle. Always appreciate you.
Is it ever too early for golf?
No.
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 Thank you, Oliver.
Thank you.
Aloha. We'll talk again with Oliver Olakoyano. Mark Rolfing is in the house. Golf Channel, NBC Sports commentator, analyst. Boy, he's working hard right now. We'll be back with Mark Rolfing right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
It's Aloha Powers Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Aloha.
And we ship off island.
Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And here he is, Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports Golf commentator, analyst, and Kapalua Golf Marketing Director, and the member of the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, back in 2000 inducted, and DePaul University Hall of Famer. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you, Danielle. How's everybody out in the islands today? I miss you guys.
Hey, we miss you. It's a beautiful, sunny day. There's a nice little breeze going on. It's going to get southerly winds pretty soon. You know what that means. But right now we've got some northeasters, and that's always, I don't know, refreshing. But, you know, you, Mark Rolfing, are working. What, do you get any sleep at all?
Well, let's see. We had a show last night that was on from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock Eastern, and then we're back at it this morning at 9 o'clock. So it was a pretty quick turnaround. You got to sleep fast.
Yeah, sleep fast. I know that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You more than anybody.
Boy, so I was reading an article. Yeah, I think it was in it was Newsweek or something where the gal who was writing it, she said that, you know, when we put Friday together at Memorial Park, four shots better than any score he's posted this season after returning from the hand surgery during the holiday season, the reigning Masters winner has had a slower start. But Scheffler appears to be coming into form at the right time, and this should terrify his fellow PGA Tour players.
Well, that's a pretty harsh word, terrify.
That's what I thought.
They should be concerned, and it's not so much, I think, his overall play as it is his putting. This is the best I have ever seen Scottie Scheffler putt in his life.
Wow.
If you can imagine, Danielle, he has made eight putts of 10 feet or over. He has not missed a putt inside of 10 feet in 27 putts. Wow. And, you know, it's remarkable how well he is putting. And you couple that with his great ball striking. Right now, we were saying on the show a little while ago, Rich Lerner said that the Las Vegas odds are Scottie Scheffler is favored over the rest of the entire field. That's how much they value what he's doing right now.
Wow. That is so cool because, you know, we were talking a couple weeks ago about hand surgery and hands being such an important part of your game, particularly putting. No shaking, no squeezing. All of that stuff that can come with something like hand surgery after a freak accident, that's fantastic. I mean, it's thrilling. I mean, how does Rory feel about all this?
Well, you know, everybody's trying to create a rivalry here between McIlroy and Scheffler. And believe me, I think that would be good for the game. You and I have talked about golf. Over the years, we've had this conversation. I remember having it regarding Michelle Wee. And it's really hard to get rivalries in golf because typically it's hard to root against a player. Who's going to root against either Scottie Scheffler or Rory? Nobody's going to root against either one of those guys.
No.
And you almost, to have a big rivalry, have to have a certain, you know, number of people that are going to root against one of the players. But having said that, we do have the best two players in the world here. This is the first time they've played in the same tournament together in a long time. And it's going to be really, really exciting if Scottie Scheffler doesn't run away with it. Rory's trying to catch him, but Rory started seven shots behind, I guess, going in today's round. So he's got a lot of ground to make up.
Yeah, that's, you know, I saw that after winning. Well, after you win 1 week, is it... Well, I shouldn't say that because when Tiger or Scotty, you know, won 1 week, they go and win the next week and just keep on. Tiger in particular, I mean, it was like, you know, you couldn't stop him.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Rory and his win at the Players 2 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah.
He didn't drive the ball great up there, but that is not a golf course where you have to drive the ball great. As a matter of fact, it's one of the few courses on the PGA Tour where he can't use his driver very often at all. And so he got away with some marginal driving up there and won the tournament. You can't do that in Houston. And he hasn't driven the ball great here this week. So he's got to clean up his driving a little bit. He's still putting pretty well. You know, he's top 10 on the PGA Tour in putting now. Nobody would probably even think of that with Rory McIlroy. But he is putting well. It's his driving now that he's got to work on. But still, you know, trying to spot Scottie Scheffler seven shots with 36 holes to go is a very, very difficult task.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, all the weeks come together for me. yeah, it's 2 weeks ago. You know, I was looking at, well, I was listening to you. I was, you know, I've been watching Golf Channel and you're keeping me up to date. But I think the PGA Tour up against the LPGA Tour. LPGA is playing the Ford Championship presented by Wild Horse Pass in Chandler, Arizona. Really cool place. I was able to go there 1 year, and a nice golf course. And we've got Lilia Vu, Gino Titicol, Nelly Korda, and Nana Kurtz-Madsen, all in the top. They're the top four players right now. And they're playing stellar golf. So what do you think?
They really are. I've been saying it all week long, if you've been listening, that first of all, Lilia Vu, I'm not sure there's a better putter on any tour, even the PGA Tour. I'm not sure there's a better putter than Lilia Vu. Lilia Vu, she is that good. But I feel like the LPGA has been a little shortchanged even this week. To have all these stars in the field, and you never really know what time they're going to be on exactly, you know, or where you can find them. And, you know, once again, they're taking a big backseat to the PGA Tour. And, you know, I hope someday when we get this whole PGA Tour live situation straightened out and all that, that there will be a coming together of the men's and the women's game because, you know, I don't really care whether we help live golf or not. I really don't. I just as soon see it die a death, a natural death, actually.
Yes.
But I do want to see us help the LPGA wherever we can. And I think the PGA Tour, in more of a partnership with the LPGA, could help them with television times, with sponsors, with things like that, so that we had more weeks like the one that we're having right now out in Arizona with the LPGA, which is just fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree completely with you on LIV, and I would like to see them, PGA Tour and LPGA Tour, get together when they're making their schedules so that, you know, there's kind of some 1 week it's the PGA Tour, and you know, it doesn't have to be quite that in sync, but at least have a consideration so that everybody gets the eyes that you can get. And I don't like not knowing exactly what you said, not knowing where to find them. It drives me crazy. I know exactly where to find the PGA Tour. I know exactly where to find your Golf Central. But that's just wrong, that we don't know when they're or where they're at.
Well, here's my complaint right now about the LPGA, and that is, where is the commissioner? Well, the answer is,
who?
We don't have one.
Oh.
Okay? We don't have a commissioner. How long is it going to be? How long is it going to take us, you know, to have this void? When you don't have a leader in the program, like they don't have right now, there's a deputy interim commissioner in place who's very good, but not going to be the long-term answer to the commissioner's job. We have got to get a really strong commissioner in place for that tour as soon as possible.
Yeah, and we need stronger sponsors because when, you know, I look at 2 weeks ago when Rory McIlroy had the playoff with J.J. Spaun, he walked away with $4.5 million, and Spaun walked away with $2,725,000. Not bad, you know. Tom Hoge, Akshay Bhatia, Lucas Glover, 10 under, they each had $1,325,000. I mean, That's a lot of money. What is the LPGA? It must be 50,000. I don't know the numbers. See, it's that how.
It's not. I mean, the PGA Tour is 10 times the LPGA almost, I would think, typically, on an average basis, when you think about money. And I think off-the-course activities and opportunities for the men's players are maybe even greater than that. They're just, if you get on the PGA Tour as a man, you're going to have opportunities, no matter what kind of player you are, no matter whether you're the 100th-ranked player or the number one-ranked player.
Yeah.
That's not the case with the LPGA. The players that are 100th on the LPGA money list are scraping to try and make a living, really.
Yeah, exactly. And they've got to pay all their expenses. You know, it's hard. Anything that they earn is immediately paying for what just getting someplace and staying someplace. I kudos to all the families who open their doors to LPGA players and let them have a room in the house during the tournament. That's a really cool thing. That's so nice. I mean, it's very important.
You know, one of the things that I'm thinking about, you know, as I look at Hawaii, and that's near and dear to you and my heart, you know, who love this game so much, but I think about the Lotte Championship and the troubles that that event has had the last few years. It's got a new date again this year. This is the third year in a row it's going to be in a different date. Last year's date was just absolutely horrendous. It was so bad, in fact, that even the top Hawaii player, Allison Corpus, didn't even play in the tournament in Hawaii. And, you know, I really believe that the PGA Tour could help with that situation. 20 years ago in Hawaii, Danielle, we had a contract between the state of Hawaii and the PGA Tour, and the PGA Tour oversaw all the events, including two LPGA events. They were part of that contract, as was the Grand Slam, which was a PGA of America event. That wasn't a PGA Tour event either, but yet they came under the umbrella of the PGA Tour, and the PGA Tour could help guide them when it came to things like scheduling. And somehow, I think we need to do that again, because you've got the three PGA Tour events out there that kind of act together as a group, and then you have the one Lotte event that's getting no help from anybody.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's just bizarre, particularly since we have some of the strongest players, in, not in history, but all at the same time. They're going to put up a fantastic battle. I mean, Annika Sorenstam, you know, she's hard to compare yourself to, but we do have Annika Sorenstam level players right now.
Well, there's no question about it, but we just have to make them so that people know where to find them on TV and make it easy.
Yeah.
We've got to promote these players. Somehow we've got to get to know these players. I don't really know that much about Gino Titicoon.
Me neither.
Yes, she's been the best player on the LPGA for the last year. So somehow we've got to educate the people. If I don't know much about her, who in the world would? It's hard to really pinpoint all the issues that the LPGA is facing, but I do know this. It is a tremendous product. I really like the product, and they can really play golf. It is not a substandard level of playing the game at all. They are really, really good.
Yeah.
And so they just need some marketing engine power, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, the Texas Children's Houston Open at Memorial Park. Let's go back to that. Now, the weather forecast, did it come, you know, it was horrendous, the forecast. How did the weather treat everybody?
It made the course play easier.
Oh.
Which is amazing. The hardest part about Memorial Park typically is around the greens. The chipping is very, very difficult. Now, the weather has been bad enough that they've played lift clean in place.
Oh, my goodness.
And when you can put your hand on the ball and get it teed up in the fairway for a nice little fluffy lie with a chip shot, as opposed to the ball sitting down, it's going to dramatically change. Just if you look at the cut line after 36 holes, Danielle, the last 4 years, the cut at the Houston Open has been 3 over, 1 over, 1 over, and even. This year, it was 3 under par. 3 under par. The cut was so low. And it's all because the guys were able to put their hand on the ball and lift clean and place it.
That's sad in a way, you know. And so one of the questions that was addressed on your show, are they like getting ready for Augusta by playing like this?
No, not as much as they would have liked to have been. I don't think these are Augusta-like conditions at all, because if this were Augusta National, you wouldn't be picking the ball up and placing it. That's part of the thrill and the adventure that it is Augusta National, what kind of lies you draw around those greens for all the chip shots and flop shots and things like that you have to hit. We've seen a number of players that have taken the ball, lifted it, cleaned it, and placed it. And when they placed it, they actually were able to place it back in the rough in Houston, which is not that bad, and the ball sits up on the grass, and it becomes a much easier shot.
And who made that decision and why?
Well, I don't know. You know, they're playing lift clean in place again this afternoon. The weather report is pretty good. I don't see much rain in the forecast at all. The greens are still pretty firm. I guess they're erring on the safe side by playing lift clean in place again. But, I mean, to me, that really compromises, in a lot of ways, the integrity of the scoring.
Yeah, and not only that, it's boring. You got to wait for them to lift clean in place. You know,
and not only that, it takes longer.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the pace of play. So that be anybody watching on television goes, well, I think I'll go make dinner.
It's going to do is it's going to help guys that have a deficiency around the greens. Taylor Pendrith, for example, is a player who typically is not a very good putter or not a very good chipper around the greens. He's a great tee to green, but he is right up there at the top of the leaderboard. You see guys like Min Woo Lee, who isn't as good around the greens as he is off the tee, is right up here at the top. And I think a lot of it is because this lift clean in place has neutralized the really hard shots out here.
Yeah. All right. So was Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy, were they lift cleaning and placing?
They were, absolutely. Why wouldn't you? If you can, you might as well.
Yes. Well, exactly. If everybody else is getting to do it, why shouldn't you? Oh, my. So is there anything that you wanted to bring up on the show? I mean, I really enjoy talking with you. Anything else I should be talking about?
No, I'm just so much looking forward to coming back to the islands and getting to spend a month there without having to go back to the mainland and enjoying some golf. So take care of everybody out there. And if it's a beautiful day, don't sit inside. Get out and play.
Get out and play. Thank you, Mark Rolfing, for being inside the clubhouse. I'm so glad you'll be home soon. Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, golf commentator, analyst, Kapalua Golf Marketing Director. And it's a beautiful day on Maui. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Possibly Wes Wailahua is expected to call in. He's, of course, the executive. I can't talk. The executive director, CEO, PGA of America, Aloha section. And he's always on the road. He's always flying to important places. But a very important tournament is coming up in April, right here in Hawaii. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Evaside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Hoipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Did you hear? It's Aloha Power's new season riding mower sale. That's right. It's a whole new season. We have specials in every size. Whack it, bag it, done. Riding mowers. From the landscaper who needs them to the homeowner who's always wanted them. This is the time. You want them? We got them. Today, get yours at Aloha Power Equipment. Open Monday through Saturday. They only have Sunday off at Iwile next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Well, you want to get out there right away because they've got some of the best deals right now. That's Aloha Power Equipment's new season riding mower sale.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Wes Wailahua, Executive Director, CEO, PGA of America, Aloha section is flying around the world all the time. Welcome into the clubhouse, Wes.
Danielle, aloha. Good morning. How are you?
Good. It sounds like you're sitting right next to me. Fantastic. Where okay. are you? What state?
I am in Frisco, Texas, home of the PGA of America. We've just come off of a great week of board meetings for the association as we get ready to begin our fiscal year starting April 1st next year. A lot of great planning, a lot of great updates for what's ahead. PGA Championship in a month, Ryder Cup later this year.
Yes.
From a lot of successful junior programs right across our state and across the United States of America, from New England to Southern California and from the Pacific Northwest all the way down to South Florida.
It's wonderful. I was talking with Oliver Oliquiano just a few minutes ago at the start of the show about all the junior golf programs that he's running. And it seems like that's, you know, just a perfect way to not only teach the game of golf, but also to do so much for a child who might be shy or withdrawn, whatever it is, you know, and all of a sudden they're out with kids and playing this fun game and just having a ball. So that's fantastic. Now, the Masters, of course, is coming up later in April, but we have the Masters of Hawaii in just 4 weeks, I think it is. And did you put a limit on the number of players playing? And I was curious, why would you want to limit the number?
All great questions, Danielle. Yes, the Mid-Pacific Open is considered the Masters in Hawaii. It is our last four-day locally sponsored professional amateur event in the state of Hawaii. And I will tell you that the history of it actually goes back, you know, way back to Mid-Pacific Country Club, probably over 60 years or more, starting in actually 1956, when the tournament was actually called the Lanikai Cup, and it was mostly held for amateurs at Mid-Pacific Country Club. There was also a second event called the Compos Trophy Cup, which yes. was for local professionals. And it was a decision made by the board at the time to combine the event into one tournament held at Mid-Pacific Country Club and to be known as the Mid-Pacific Open.
Right.
So okay. that's kind of how the tournament started. In fact, Ginny Kopp was actually crowned the first tournament champion, shooting an impressive 72 whole score, I believe, of like 285, you know, back in 1956. So there's been a list of legends of Hawaii golf that have won this tournament, including names like David Ishii, who held the record for many, many years with the lowest tournament score of 271. Larry Stubblefield, Ron Castillo Sr., the list kind of goes on and on, you know, Dean Wilson. I mean, just lists of names that if you will plan on becoming a part of the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, this is definitely one of our signature events in the state of Hawaii that you need to kind of be crowned in.
Yes.
To kind of get in there.
Yes, absolutely. Now, is the limit 170 players?
The limit is 170 players, Danielle, and I'll give you a few specific reasons why. We'll take it from the context of our tournament and tour championships that we actually have here in the islands. Those fields are anywhere between 120 and 144 players. When you have a wide gap of players that play from plus handicap to a 10.6, it's very difficult for us to kind of manage the level of competition of the field and where the tournament is being played. Keep in mind now that all the players in this event do play from the same tee. There are no separate tee boxes, whether you're playing in Champ, A or B, or the professional flights. So part of it is managing the field so that it can play well enough, but also, you know, the level of competition in the field is what we also look at. So it's a balance of time and weather over years of experience.
Yeah.
The tournament originally, when I started in 2004, was 225 players, and every year we struggled to get everybody through on Friday to make the cut. And the years that we had bad weather and experienced delays, it really put pressure on the overall operation, and more importantly, Daniel, the experience of the competition for the players in the event. So 170 is where we kind of comfortably set the limit. We have, on occasion, tried to expand it to accommodate as many amateurs and professionals as possible, because that is our goal. But we've kind of realized as a committee, and our committee chair, Michael Kawaharada, who's been doing this for probably over 20 years now, that 170 to 180 is really kind of like the sweet spot of where we feel is possible for a field this size.
It makes so much sense. You know, there are so many flights. You have the senior professional, senior amateur flights. So they're going to be teeing off from the same place everybody else does?
It is. And what Mike Kawaharada decided was, I think it was probably about 15 years ago, there was a gap where just through natural attrition, you know, players got older. But we still wanted them to participate. We still wanted them to play. So the senior competition is only applies to the professional and championship flight. So players must have a 4.2 index or better as an amateur to be in that division. There is no separate cut for the tournament. It's just a two-day event within our flights. They're just divisions that we play for and honor purse payouts for both those flights. The primary flights are still what we focus on for the tournament. Professional champ, A and B. Those are the four primary flights, which we use to determine cuts to make it to the weekend.
Right. And it's for the guys who are not in the senior or amateur flights, senior amateur or senior professional flights, they play 2 days and the rest play 4 days?
Correct. So let's just say you are a senior that has an index of 4.2 or better. You are already automatically in the championship flight. So whatever we determine the winnings would be for the two-day total, so however they finish after the first 2 days, they'll get paid out. Now, some of them actually make the cut to the weekend, which allows them to double dip because they are playing for the championship flight cut number.
That is so
to
cool.
Make it through the weekend. Yeah.
They get to double
dip. It's kind
dip.
Of our way of having, yeah, it's kind of our way of having a mid-am in some ways.
Yeah.
We do feel as a tournament committee that the focus really is on the primary flights and making the cut to the weekend, but just a tribute to the history of the tournament and the players that have played for many years that fit that criteria of being a 4.2 index or lower as an amateur, you know, and even the professionals, you know, there's quite a few of them, including past champions like Casey Nakama and Kevin Hayashi and all of them that are all now considered seniors older than age 50,
really?
You know, but they still want to play. They still want to play, and actually a lot of them actually still make it to the weekend, Danielle.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's one way for them to kind of double dip in a separate purse.
This is awesome. This is really, really nice. It's the Masters of Hawaii, and it's at Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's a fabulous golf course, and it must be in prime condition at this point. The way the superintendent runs it, it's just a beautiful golf course. It's fair, too, isn't it?
It's fair, Danielle, but I mean, this course has a lot of history. The designer is Seth Rayner, the same designer as Wailea. These are the two courses that he built in Hawaii at the time that he was here. I will tell you also that the club and its membership does a tremendous job of owning this event. All of the volunteers are members. We have over 160 volunteers for this event that kind of put it on for the local golf community. And in many ways, this is Mid-Pacific Country Club's true way of giving back to their community in the Hawaiian golf industry by hosting this event year after year. And what they do is tremendous because the money that's raised, the first place payout of $15,000 to the local professional, that money stays in Hawaii's communities for them to continue to live, teach, and grow communities in the area that they're from.
Yeah. And you know, if I was a spectator, if I just wanted to go watch, is that possible?
Spectators are great, Danielle. Love them on the weekends to cheer everybody on. Yeah. Welcomes that opportunity to have them come out, and it actually gives them an opportunity to see the club and maybe even join.
Yeah.
And be a part of that community in Lanikai.
Yeah. And now, do I bring my own food, you know, snacks? Or is there, do you know if I can buy, are there vendors?
There are. The snack bar is open. The clubhouse is open. It's the only time that it's open to the public to come and enjoy the tournament. There is a dress code, as always. You know, we always want to be respectful as guests on property. So if they want to be clear on what that is, they can always contact the club directly. But the tournament will run Thursday through Sunday, that last week, in April the 24th to the 27th. Tee times Thursday and Friday will be all day long, and Saturday, Sunday, they'll start from 7 to 9 and probably finish by 2 o'clock.
Fantastic. Wes Wailea-Hua, Executive Director, CEO, PGA of America, Aloha Section. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be with us. Thank you.
Aloha, Daniel.
Aloha. And if you might want to be playing, you know, just have to get one of your entry forms and get everything. All you need to do is go to the Mid-Pacific Country Club website and Aloha Section official event, Mid-Pacific Open. It's the Masters in Hawaii in beautiful Lanikai since 1956. We're coming back. Bill Bales, President, Clarity Golf. This is quite a man. He's got some fabulous ideas. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
It's Aloha Power's Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Aloha.
And we ship off island.
Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
You know, it's happened. It has actually happened. Bill Bales, President, Clarity Golf, golf simulators, launch monitors, Welcome into the clubhouse, Bill.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi. You know, what amazes me is I never thought about how important you are to the whole simulator industry. And as I was reading more about you a couple of days, Microsoft Golf, About Golf, under Bill's control, under your control, developer of Microsoft Golf.
Yeah. That was a long time ago when I wore T-shirts to gain credibility with my team.
So then there was About Golf, and now Clarity Golf. Tell me, what does Clarity Golf mean to you?
Well, you know what? In my old age, I decided it would be fun to see if I could create the perfect golf company, or more narrowly, perhaps the perfect golf technology company. And seeing as I'm incredibly anal, I've taken a long time to do it, but so far, we haven't made any mistakes. So it's been fine. Like 4 years, 100 years of planning and 4 years of 80-hour weeks, and got an amazing team, including my two sons.
Wow.
Dave Bisbee, who said to say hi.
Oh, yes.
And,
yes.
I have to mention the other guy, Eric Kobolinski, who was founded PGA Tour Superstores Technology Teaching and Fitting.
Okay.
But back to Dave, we call him our chief knowledge officer, but he's really our undercover evangelist. Because he's got, 30,000 LinkedIn connections in the golf industry, and they all love him. So, we're building a fun machine, and it's great, and we're going a lot of directions.
Yeah. Okay. Bill Bales was the first to introduce radar to simulators, the first to introduce machine vision to simulators, and will be introduction. Let's see now. Can I say you're going to be introducing the next disruptive simulator IP in 2023? Yes, of course I can. That was back in 2023. Now, what I want to ask you.
And they haven't done it yet.
And they haven't done it yet? No?
No, that was 2023. We're not there yet.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
There's actually about 10 things. But I think there may be a couple, three. Very, very, very impactful sort of inflection points in the indoor golf industry. Technology moves forward. The golf itself has not been one to move forward, a whole lot the last 500 years.
No.
But it's coming to grips with technology. And so, it's sort of like I think the people in the golf industry, not that I haven't been obsessed and involved in golf since I was four, but I mean, this might sound a little rude, but people in the golf, imagine a treadmill running full speed and and the golf industry is trying to step onto it. It's not easy.
Okay.
But we're already on the treadmill. And, so one of the things, I had mentioned to you, was that actually I can give you what I think is an amazingly cool announcement, but I don't think it'll amaze the universe for a while. We call it the GTRI, the Golf Technology Research Institute, and we're going to be we're starting to move into our world headquarters for Clarity, a new one, starting day after tomorrow, and there's a really cool chosen space that we're going to build out as a mashup lab, as we call it, and incubator, and we're going to work with local universities and tech entrepreneurs that want to sort of dig in a little bit to the world, sort of the new world of emerging golf tech. And so it's our job. I hope I'm not going too long here, but I am going to get to a really good punchline. So our job is the Golf Technology Research Institute, which we're looking at sites and talking about specific sites in the United States, one in England, for headquarters, a European and a North American headquarters for the GTRI. and the mashup lab at our headquarters will just be a satellite. But we're going to be pulling together a massive amount of intellectual property and other stuff to serve tech entrepreneurs and developers in golf, making IP available free or at really good, you know, license deals, like, you know, from the world of academia, from our cache of IP. We're going to put quite a bit of IP into, you know, up out into the free world, so to speak, whether it's open source or you know, unlimited free utilization or whatever it might be of what we're going to put. But the whole idea is we want to grow golf, and the way to grow golf is to get golf to understand tech. Nobody does in the industry, in my opinion, and we want to teach them. So in our little quest, this is the punchline, it's coming. In our little quest, you know, I've gotten to know and do some diligence on a company called Encore Innovations, which is a spinoff of the Encore Ball Company, which has Thomas Peters and Josh Allen and, you know, lots of cool guys. Charles Schwab, I don't know if I'm supposed to mention that, but okay. I did. They have Keith Blakely, who came from nanotech, has spent about 6 or 7 years of intense development and research and spending, and has developed what I think is going to be an hydrogen bomb on the industry. But Keith is the guy has to talk about it. I know that they're just launching some kind of an offering, and it's like out for the public or whatever, but it's really cool. It's Genius Innovations. It's the Genius Ball, and I'm not going to say the website for two reasons. I think it's in bad taste, and also I don't know what it is. But but other than that, it's going to be cool. It's, you're talking about a launch monitor and a golf ball at a price that might be somewhere in the neighborhood of 5% of the competitive product.
Wow.
And this is my take as an optimistic guy looking down from the GTRI at all the greatest tech out there. I went to the golf show and I found nothing other than the fact that it was a tech show. It wasn't an equipment show anymore. There were 16 simulator companies and maybe 5 full equipment companies, more exhibitors calling themselves tech companies than equipment companies.
Wow.
But none of it, it was just a bunch of me too, or, you know, I actually went on to, not my personal GPT, but I went on to ChatGPT generally, and I said, of all the golf technology claims that are out there and the AI and all that, I said, how much of it is vapor? The answer they gave me, 95%. And, you know, I think that was being generous. But, you know, they did mention that Callaway had done a few little things with some applying AI to finite element modeling or anything. But I'm going to tell you what. The Genius Ball, you know, it's been written up in Forbes and Golf Digest. It's like a miracle that we all are hoping is going to happen. So everybody ought to follow it.
All right. Well, gee, I was going to just ask you something like really, you know, low key. TGL, you presented by SoFi, the new golf league. What do you think?
Well, you know, I tell you a story. So, you know, I've always been a big fan of PR, and, you know, and you and I are both great friends with Mary Beth Lacy, who's the best in the world at golf. And, you know, I had a PR agent that was brilliant many, many years ago. I was involved in funding a business that was producing concrete, modular, molded housing. Basically. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea was everything was concrete, so it was indestructible. So, you know, we were getting some PR, you know, it was a local company here in the Toledo area, and my partner at the time, you know, got into it. You know, we set him up with an interview with the Toledo Blade, and he said, and on the front cover of the second page is his picture and a quote that said, boy, this is not proper, I don't think, but it was in the press. So if it's in the press, I think I can quote it. But he said, you know, the great thing about this is indestructible. You can move a family in and say, trash the place. You just hose it down and move a new family in. And I was shocked. Okay, I was shocked. I couldn't speak for like 2 hours. And then I called our press agent, and she told, her answer to me was the same answer I'll give you about the TGL.
Okay.
Any press is good press.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Need I say more? I don't think I should say any more.
No, no, you know, because everybody seems to be having such a good time with it. So you just said,
why not? Let them. It's my business. I want it.
That's what I'm talking about. It's your business, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want it. So, well, yeah, no, you know, it is working with the kind of this upcoming market that's much more adaptable to derivative forms of golf. And that's brilliant. The other thing is I think they'll learn from their mistakes. Now, I'm not saying a lot of people perceive their mistakes. You know, I have friends that are, you know, at the top of their game in golf broadcast, and, you know, they see flaws, okay? You know, as a technologist, I see many flaws, you know, but that doesn't mean, you know, a great man and that was one of the progenitors of the industry or the art of infographics told me when, you know, stood up in a little group we were part of, and he said, you know, you got to make bad stuff before you can make good stuff.
There you
go. I think they're going to make some good stuff. I just don't think it's good yet.
There you go. Well, that's how you start. You start off with what you got,
yeah,
and then, you know, yeah, you evolve it, and pretty soon, yeah, you've got something good.
Yeah, it's like my interviews with you. One of these days, I'll get to where it's good with you, and I'll be useful. But you just keep giving me a chance to work it out. You know?
I will always give you a chance. Let's see, the best advice you've ever received. This is where I have to close. What was it, and who was it from? Let's see. It says, "In business, success is a team sport." That was from your,
yeah,
late. Yes.
Yeah, I had a dear friend and partner who passed away a number of years ago, and his name was Rick Sharp. He took Circuit City from 150 million to 13 billion and retired when it was at its peak and got messed up after that, but it certainly wasn't his fault. But he also founded CarMax and did some amazing other things as an entrepreneur and massively as a philanthropist. But we flew in his plane from Richmond to Atlanta for a meeting with some guys one time, and there was a young guy in the meeting, and he asked Rick, "Mr. Sharp, what's the best piece of advice you can give me on, you know, on business?" And without hesitation, that's what Rick said. He said, "Success in business is a team sport."
I love, you that. Know? I love that, because success in anything you do is a team sport. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse, Bill Bales, President, Clarity Golf. So we're going to talk again really soon, because something exciting is happening, and I don't know what it is. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I look forward to it.
You get to
break everything. See ya.
Aloha, Bill Bales. We'll be back right now with, yes, Karen Palacios Jensen after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types, Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
All right. You know, it's Aloha Power's new season riding mower sale. The new season. This is the new season because we've had winter, spring, and then we'll have summer. But right now it's spring. It's the new season riding mower sale, Aloha Power equipment. And we have specials every size. Whack it, bag it, mow it, done. You know, whatever you got to do. Riding mowers from the huge, you know, harvester size. Yes, for those landscapers. And, of course, the homeowner doesn't need anything anywhere near that size, but something for you so you can get it all done while your back is in good condition. You don't have to worry about it hurting afterwards. You want them, we got them today. So get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment. Open Monday through Saturday. They're in Iwile next to the Costco gas station. And in Waipahu, driving down Farrington Highway, you're going Eva-bound direction. You'll see the sign on the other side of the road, Aloha Power. So you're going and you're going to have to make a U-ey and then you come down and there you, because you can't make a turn. If you make a turn where you see the sign, there's a fence. So you'd have, trust me, you're going down Farrington Highway, you're going to make a U-turn when you can legally, and then you're going to go to Aloha Power Equipment because it is the new season riding mower sale.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Karen Palacios Jensen, CardioGolf.com. You can find her there. Cardio Golf, Cardio Golf TV creator, LPGA Master Teaching Professional, lead instructor for Golf Channel, Golf Digest top 50 best golf fitness trainers, the only LPGA professional on the list. She's on Facebook, but you know what? Go to Instagram for the KPJ Golf Tips. That's KPJ Golf. Welcome into the clubhouse. Wow.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well,
I got off the plane just in time.
Well, I apologize for making you wait, but, you know, I forgot that Bill tends to digress.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You are always a pleasure. And, you know, what to maximize your golf performance, the golf athlete needs to do a variety of different exercises and workouts to build overall fitness. This is directly from Karen Palacios Jensen. So, you know, the question often is, are your physical limitations holding you back from playing your best golf? And as you said, just 5 minutes a day can get you into your golfing shape using your cardio golf slope for yoga. It's wonderful. But what is interesting, what you wrote to me is, power in golf comes from rhythm, coordination, and proper sequencing. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And, you know, I teach a lot of really good athletes are in good shape, and they're like, why can't I hit the ball? And it's, you know, so it's a combination of good physical fitness and also what we call sequencing. And I'm sure you've all experienced that one shot that, you know, felt effortless and somehow it flew farther than all your other shots. And that is the moment that your body sequenced the swing correctly. Your body moved in perfect sync from the ground up, your hips, your torso, your arms, and the club, they all work together. And then the other shots were kind of working against gravity and, you know, maybe doing something wrong. So it's really about making sure that you have the correct sequence in the golf swing. And there's a specific way that you have to do it. You have to have good fundamentals. You have to have good balance. You have to give good flexibility. But sometimes it's not just that. It's a matter of just teaching people how to sequence.
So how would, you know, rhythm, coordination, proper sequencing. So a lot of people say, I don't have any rhythm, and I'm about as, you know, uncoordinated as they come. Is that just an excuse? Or, you know, are people...
I think so. I mean, I think so. I think it's just a skill like anything else that you have to practice a little bit every day. First of all, you just have to have a good comprehension. So it's, you know, that's why this game is hard. A lot of us try to go and learn on our own. And sometimes just having someone show us the correct sequencing or showing us how to do the move makes it a little bit easier. So I do recommend taking some golf lessons. You know, they'll show you how to hold the club correctly. They'll show you how to make a weight transfer, because a lot of the times, you know, our body just takes over and does whatever it needs to do to try to hit the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get a little bit of information, you know, it makes this game a little bit easier.
Yeah, one person told me the other day that they don't want to, you know, get a lesson because it's all confusing, or he doesn't want to, you know, hear people talking about or have people tell him this, that, and the other thing, because there's just too much information, too much change, and everybody's competing with one another to explain how to play the game of golf.
It is hard with all sorts of information because people are trying to get attention. So a lot of the times they want to try to say something differently. But if you really break it down, Danielle, everybody is pretty much saying the same thing, but they're trying to get your attention. Just like, you know, the news is trying to get your attention and marketing's trying to get your attention. The golf instructors are. So you kind of have to just stick with one person or one Instagram account,
yes.
You know. And I'm all for looking at different Instagram accounts, but you got to almost assess yourself and figure out what you need to do. You might not need that drill that works for somebody else.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. It doesn't necessarily work for everybody, what the person is telling you to do. Finding someone you click with, that's the bottom line. And then you feel comfortable enough to say, you know, I'm not feeling this. And then you can help explain what your body is doing and why it doesn't feel right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You could be a marketer for a golf instructor. Exactly.
I hadn't thought about
that. I love
that. Well, you know, and power, you said, you know, power in golf comes from, so having the power to hit that drive. I mean, what does everybody want to do? Everybody wants.
Right. Exactly. And if we all just kind of let our athleticism take over, it would make it a lot easier. So in golf, what you have to do is you have to shift your weight, you know, load into your backside, and then you have to sequence a downswing, which begins from the ground up. You kind of push into the ground, you rotate your hips, then your torso, then your arms, and then the club flings through. And it's really the same sequence that happens in all sports. You know, I'm not a baseball player, but I've talked to a lot of baseball players, and it's very similar to hitting a ball with a bat. It's the same thing as hitting a ground shot in tennis. It works from the ground up. So, you know, if you just think of golf in terms of being an athlete, then you kind of let your athletic motion come out.
Yes, and when you said it's from the ground up, you find it in the dirt. You know, I mean, I love that. And by the way, if you're wondering, you know, about Olympic gold medalist Dan Jensen is Karen's husband. And this Olympic gold medalist, uses her exercise program and her exercise aids. So if you needed somebody to actually say, you know, well, who is this lady? Yeah, you know, Dan Jensen uses her aids and the slope, you know. You can use a slope for yoga. If you're into yoga, you can use the cardio slope. It's great. So what I need to know is, how does yoga help you in golf?
Well, so any athletic endeavor, anything that helps you move better, take your muscles and joints through full range, gets you more flexible and mobile, is going to help you swing the club better. So I love yoga. The other thing about yoga is it's a lot of mind-body. You need to quiet the mind and just let your body take over, just like in golf. If you're thinking too much, you know, I'm sure you've experienced that where you're trying to make your swing perfect, and then on the next swing, you just kind of let it go and hit it, and all of a sudden it goes far. That's kind of what you have to do in yoga as well. If you're thinking about, like, oh, I'm trying to balance here, and then if you just let it happen, it happens. So that's why I like yoga for golf. I love Pilates for golf. I'm a big Pilates advocate. Any kind of mobility, strength is really good. You know, anything that's going to get you to move better is going to help you swing better.
Oh, I love it. You know, yeah, and this is something else. Are your physical limitations holding you back from playing your best golf? You can go to cardiogolf.com, cardiogolf.com. And Karen, you say, this is Karen Palacios Jensen. You say that just 5 minutes a day, you can get into golfing shape using the cardio golf slope for yoga?
Absolutely. So first of all, 5 minutes is more just to get people into a routine and doing something consistently.
Okay.
So, you know, once you start 5 minutes, it probably is more like 10 or 15 minutes.
Sure.
But, you know, imagine if you just focused on a couple of exercises every day. That's better than waiting until you have an hour or two at the end of the week. Oh, I'm going to do my big workout. Well, first of all, you know, you spent the whole week not moving, and now you're going to move for 1 or 2 hours. You're going to get tired. You're probably going to injure yourself. Then, you know, it's better to do like a little bit every day. So that's what I mean by the 5 minutes.
Gotcha.
Something every day. Be consistent.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And something else on her Instagram page. Obviously, I'm a huge Karen Palacios Jensen fan. And on her Instagram, I don't go to many pages, but I go to her Instagram page. And she wrote, golf, playing golf isn't just about scoring. It's about relationships. There's always that one person who gets under your skin, you know?
Like,
we don't talk about this. We always talk about how golf is kind of, you know, it's fun. You get together, you have a good time. This one person who gets under your skin is the one person you never quite seem to be able to beat in the game. Sometimes it's internal. It's a mental block. Other times that person might simply be better than you. Ha-ha! Either way,
yeah.
You're forced to look within yourself and ask yourself, what is really holding me back? And then there's always someone who's gunning to beat you. You know, you have to just know that. And what's holding you back? Look at it yourself. I'm running out of time. Karen Palacios Jensen is so busy. I'm so lucky. She got off a plane. She dashed to make sure she could call me. She's here, and I hope that it's not another 6 months before I can talk to you again.
No, thanks for having me on. Yeah, and I love it, and all your listeners are always coming and checking out my stuff, so I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I have to thank the people who make this show possible. Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is brought to you by It's Aloha Power's new season riding mower sale. And we have specials in every size. So you can weed it, whack it, blow it, and you're done with it, okay? And it doesn't hurt your back because all the work is being done by, well, a landscaper, if you need one of those big ones to do the 40 acres, to the homeowner who doesn't have that much and still wants to get it done. You want them? Well, we've got them, and you can get yours today. Aloha Power Equipment. It's open Monday through Saturday. It's in Iwile, right next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, off Farrington Highway. They're actually on the Mackay side of the road, going in the eastbound direction, or Cocoa Head bound. So you got to get going that way. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, health, friendship, go golf. and the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. They can't find you without your sign. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide.
Stand by.
Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.